Good day, I'm Anjue James Sawyers with JRS Media News for Wednesday, August 15. Coming up, government ready for start of new academic year. Flanker Skills Training Institute gets equipment donation and government reiterates commitment to press freedom. The news in detail after the break.
It's summer and the kids are home while you are working. Are they spending? Remind them to switch off the lights, keep the fridge door closed, and turn off the TVs, fans, air conditioner, and any other appliance when they're not in use. You're in charge. When they conserve energy, you save money. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ, your energy advisor.
Now, the news. The government is urging corporate bodies to support its Jamaica Brain Builders program, which seeks to ensure that the nation's children get the best start in life. The $540 million initiative, launched in July, will provide interventions in health, nutrition, stimulation, and social protection, among other needs for children up to 2 years of age. Minister of State in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green, says discussions are underway with corporate entities to see how best this initiative can reach every child.
It's ready made for corporate support because clearly part of what the government will have to do is we're looking at the spaces that we will now transform into these daycare centers. So clearly that will take significant resources. We have already programmed resources to do that 126. So oftentimes when we make an appeal for further, it's to so that we can expand the reach, you know. So that is already, but we already have funds budgeted for that purpose.
Mr. Green adds that the Early Childhood Commission, ECC, will be responsible for establishing 126 Brain Builder centers, with two in each constituency. Meanwhile, the Education Ministry says the government is in a state of readiness for the upcoming school year. State Minister Floyd Green says funds as well as furniture have been delivered to schools since the start of the summer holidays. Mr. Green also reiterates that no student should be turned away from school for non-payment of auxiliary fees.
One of the things we want the parents to know is where you face resistance and there is a genuine inability to pay, please don't just turn back and get frustrated with the system. Raise it with the regional office, regional director. If you're not satisfied with the response, raise it directly with the ministry. This is a non-negotiable policy. We cannot have children who, because they cannot afford to play, to stay at home.
Mr. Green was speaking in an interview with JRS News on Tuesday. Information Minister Senator Will Reid has reaffirmed the government's commitment to press freedom and the expression of free speech, noting that Jamaica currently ranks 6th by Reporters Without Borders for press freedom. Senator Reid says the government will continue to ensure that Jamaican media houses operate with editorial freedom.
The regulated media have therefore functioned with unfettered editorial freedom, subject only to oversight by a political independent regulator. In this environment, talk shows, news and current affairs flourish without fear of any impartial, biased or political fetter.
Minister Reid was speaking at the Caribbean Broadcasting Union CBU's 49th Annual General Assembly on Tuesday. The minister also charged media representatives present at the event to pay attention to maintaining high standards, accuracy and fair play to preserve the credibility of the press. And programs offered at the Flanker Skills Training Institute in Montego Bay, St. James are to be boosted following the provision of equipment by China Harbor Engineering Company, CHEC. The equipment includes sledgehammers, pickaxes, electric saws, electric sanders, spades, shovels, paint rollers, pipe wrenches, drills, screwdriver sets, a ladder and steel cutters. They will be used in an upcoming property management training course being facilitated in collaboration with the HeartTrust NTA.
The Heart Trust is fully supportive of any initiative which will engage our youth in development of skills. Community training intervention is a major component of our operations of the Heart Trust as we seek to take the programs more and more into the communities and to expand the access to persons right across Jamaica.
Acting Senior Director of the Workforce Development and Employment Division at HeartTrust NTA, Elaine Holloway. Ms. Holloway adds that Heart is committed to maximizing the skills of youth in Flanker and surrounding communities. That was JRS News. I'm Anjue James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.